Well, welcome back to another episode of this wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. So grateful to be back. And today is going to be a quick one about stories that help us or hurt us. And to be honest with you, wherever you are in your life right now, I hope that you're telling yourself very empowering stories about yourself and this week or any day you hear this. And to be honest with you, your morning routine should be about the stories you tell yourself. But oftentimes we forget it. Why we have what we have or don't have, experiencing the different things in life, whether it be good or most often always bad, who caused that pain to you, why we are the way we are, what's possible for us. We tell ourselves these stories. And they're really just make believe. They're our own self-imposed obstacles, limitations, even narratives in our mind in terms of the I can, I can't. We're worthy or we're unworthy. You're either giving yourself permission to succeed or you don't. Other people understand it or not. You're capable or you're not. We tell ourselves all of these. And to be honest with you, this dictates the direction of our lives. Listen, our thoughts are either helpful or hurtful. As we ease, okay, these thoughts, these stories, these narratives, they are so empowering that they pull us into the future, either excited about the day or the drudgery. They're hurtful. Why we punish ourselves for not being perfect. Then suddenly we decide, hey, you know what? It's either I can or I can't. And we live in that constant, perpetual mindset of comparing ourselves and judging ourselves and spinning ourselves into stories that could be terribly disempowering. What story did you tell yourself this morning? What did you decide this morning? Remember the story I told myself, 2015. I mean, to the end of 2014, that was already like the lowest point of my life in October of 2014. But when it came to 2015, man, oh my God, the story I told myself was horrible. It was because of so many random parasitic trolls and racist ass people online who would say so many bad things about Black people. I was sucked into that melancholy every single day. It was constant regurgitation. Nobody wanted to be around with me or be around me and help me. I didn't have confidence in myself because I had it just unwittingly taken away from society. That culminated towards the end of the year into a very crazy ass threat I received from some, I don't know who this person was, working for Thai Airways, apparently, and her father, apparently the chief of immigration, and I'm not surprised by that. Based on her tone and how disgusting she was. But that was one of the most significant, that was the probably one of the most significant threats I've ever received in 34 years of my life. And why? Well, it was a buildup from the beginning. It was a buildup because of the place that I worked at, saying that I'm not good enough because I'm Black. It was a buildup of working at a company and seeing all the students look at the white guy and smile at him. And then they looked at me like I was a piece of shit. It was these stories that I went home and I talked about on a constant basis. No one wanted to be around me because I was just a fraction of what I basically was. And it all came down to the morning. It all came down to obviously that spreading out and week, day after day, week after week, just ultimately becoming that. And listen, I could tell you right now, either you start the day by winning, or it's self-sabotage in terms of what I used to do to myself back in 2015. I didn't live in Bangkok in 2015. It could have been different, maybe, but considering that it was the height of racism towards Black people over the next probably 3 to 4 years, 2015, 16 being the worst, and then immigration and Thai officials really laying down the hammer and saying, all bad Black people out of this country. Oh, yeah. It was the paradigm of this society. It was an ugly society. Even in 2019, I used to hang around with people who she was just an arm's length away I remember we posted a photo on her Instagram, and then she got all these messages from her friends saying, "Why would you post a picture of a black guy on your Instagram?" Arm's length away. It was the disempowering stories I always told myself. And there are some days that you're probably questioning yourself, or you have questioned yourself. And if you do this on a routine basis, you're just putting a big brake pad right into your life. I'm not saying make-believe stories, okay? I'm not saying just tell yourself stories that are perfect, 10 out of 10, always right. No. But sometimes the true story is that we are struggling, tired, hurt, confused. Those are okay stories. The difference is that that's just a chapter. You're going through the chapter. You are not the chapter. And people ultimately make these stories their chapter. And that chapter is created in a book, and you stay in that book for the rest of your life. But a lot of people, they learn to turn the page. They learn to start off a new chapter. And you get to start that new chapter. You get to turn that next page, hold that pen, become that writer of your own destiny. So, what story are you going to tell yourself this week? By the end of this week or month, what story have you already told yourself? Maybe it's January, people. What story are you telling yourself? I know I'm already loopholing into the next thing. Yep, they're already like, okay, well, I'm going into the, new year, and I got my resolutions. You're telling yourself the same stories that you were telling yourself just a week before. And just a week before, it was I'm sorry, it was December of 2022. So the thing is, the worst stories, what are the worst stories? Oh, I'm not like them. I can never have this. Or those people don't deserve that. Those stories are the worst. I've been treated this way, so I'm unlovable. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I've been treated as, the black slave at a house. So I'm not going to do anything with my life. I'm just going to be a victim and be around other victims and just talk about victim things, like a lot of old white foreigners in this country. When we limit that, we limit our action on the week, and we just end up just becoming sour every single day, waking up. Turns into a week. Opportunities, they go away. We suffer in silence. The potentials of life, gone. Listen, I've met people who are very, very adventurous, and they love the story they heard about themselves. They love to share how they thought about life, helpful, empowering. Shit, sounds like me. On a daily basis, they just appreciate the things that they've been through. Now, are they like, if this hadn't happened, or this wouldn't have happened, or didn't make this decision? But sometimes people tell that from a place of joy, like I do, of surprise, gratitude. And then they end up being totally surprised about their own life story, like me. And it's amazing that I got to live this life and how I was able to meet the people I did. Just a business English student that I used to teach last year. She gave me a mega project that now, again, regardless of the company, I still got a big project because she shared my information with those folks. I did get three private students, but earlier, what is it, last year, literally a year ago already, and it was beautiful. I was absolutely grateful for all of it. But to be honest with you, there are times that, I didn't get what I was supposed to get. And it ended up, I ended up suffering in silence. And so if we look at this, the most adventurous stories that we actually tell ourselves, hey, it's all about opportunity. But a lot of people, they say, nope, no opportunities, And the more I look at that is the more I find it to be just a very empowering idea. And sometimes I just make up good stories in my head all the time, like I'm running track and field while I'm on the treadmill. While I'm working out, looking at my body, looking at this beast of a body that I see in the mirror, like, oh my God, I am sexy. And to tell myself that empowering story over and over. You got to be honest too. Yes, I understand where you're at, but also describe your future self as a beautiful, loving, healthy, adventurous, abundant person. And so you have a new opportunity, a bold opportunity every single day. Grant yourself the ability to focus this week, be a force of love this week, have the presence, the positivity, this week and one more week, you're just building up that grand story in terms of making the impact. You have a fresh page, you have a new chapter, and you get to tell yourself the story of what's going to happen this week. I'm your host as always, over and out.